Distant Shores by Kristen Hanna. For Benjamin and Tucker, as always. Autumn. There is a tide in the affairs of men, which, taken at the flood, leads on to fortune. Omitted, all the voyage of their life is bound in shallows and in miseries. On such a full sea are we now afloat, and we must take the current where it serves, or lose our ventures. Shakespeare, Julius Caesar, Act 4, Scene 3. Distant Shores. 1. Seattle, Washington. It all started with a second martini. "Come on," Megan said. "Have another drink." "No way." Elizabeth didn't handle alcohol well. God knew, that had been proven conclusively back in 1976 when she'd been at the University of Washington. "You can't refuse to drink at my 42nd birthday party. Remember how drunk I got last spring when you turned 45? What a debacle that had been. Megan sensed hesitation, and like any good attorney, she pounced on it. "I'll have Johnny pick us up." "Are you sure Johnny's old enough to drive?" "Now that hurts. All of my boyfriends have their driver's licenses. And I thought you had no standards."
"I keep them as low as possible."
Megan raised her hand and flagged down the waitress, who hurried over. "We'll take 2 more martinis, and bring us a plate of nachos. Heavy on the refried beans." Elizabeth couldn't help smiling. "This is going to be ugly." The waitress returned, set 2 elegant glasses down on the table, and picked up the empties.
"Here's to me,"
Megan said, clinking her glass against Elizabeth's.